Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Joining me in studio is Erica Hunzinger, politics, education, and criminal justice editor here at St. Louis Public Radio. Erica, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Change of strategy yesterday at the last minute with the demonstration in Clayton.
That's correct. They said they were going to be in Clayton, and Clayton offices shut down, some businesses shut down to prepare, and about 100 people gathered at the park that they said they'd be in. Within 5-10 minutes or so, they said, hey, change plans. We're going to the Galleria. And they shut down Brentwood Boulevard for about an hour.
Do we have any idea why they announced one location and then moved to another?
It's a tactic. It's a tactic to try to throw policing off.
Well, did it work?
Not necessarily, no. There were a lot of cops there. They kept them from going onto I-64 and from really messing up traffic too much. And they did ask them to disperse within an hour.
Any arrests?
Nope.
Galleria was shut down for a while, which was part of the strategy.
Yep, correct. Yeah.
Okay. What's on for today? Do we know?
Today, there's a rally at 6:30 in Keener Plaza. It is meant for, quote, white allies only. It's notable that at the same time, or, you know, a little bit later after 6:30, Billy Joel is at Busch Stadium. So I would not be surprised if there's some kind of diversion tactic to perhaps get the attention of people going to the concert.
Well, that also is a little bit different. This is the first big concert that is actually going to be held.
That's correct. U2 and Ed Sheeran canceled over the weekend, but they've promised that they have more security. So Billy Joel, as of right now, is still going to happen.
Does this demonstration, these protests, show any sign of weakening?
Not that we know of, but they're also not telling us when they're going to happen until about 12 to 18 hours beforehand, announcing it on social media. So it's hard to tell. But as far as we know, they're going to keep going.
There was also a town hall meeting last night to talk about the selection of a new police chief. And there were some demonstrators there. Was that this part of that, the whole series of demonstrations we've been experiencing?
Not officially, no. I think it's just some people who wanted to be there were there. There were signs. Some protesters at one point, one person started to live stream Sunday night's arrests, just showing the live stream from Sunday night's arrests, and they turned the house lights down to just let the people gathered watch it. The panel itself that was at the town hall is the panel that's tasked with hiring the new police chief, so they did get an earful.
Did anything emerge from that discussion that is noteworthy?
Everybody seems to be asking for a police chief who's going to hold officers to higher standards, and they're really concerned about accountability.
I hear an awful lot of talk about people wanting a homegrown police chief, someone who knows the turf.
Can't really speak to that. Yeah. I mean, yes, people do, but I know it's a national search, and sometimes national searches turn out to be better for you than homegrown.
We shall see.
That's
Erica Hunzinger, thank you.
Thank you.